Don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
Hello. If you're listening to this, then I guess we've managed to get it uploaded onto the internet, which is an amazing technical feat for us. What you're listening to is Don't Mention the Fussball, a podcast about our football club from Berlin, Hertha BSC. My name is Simon. I come from England, but I spend about a quarter of my time in Berlin. Been following Hertha for quite a long time now. Season ticket holder and member of the club.
Nobody likes to show off.
Yes. Well, okay. I'll keep quiet then.
My name's Jan. I spend all my time in Berlin, being born here and stuff. And
they've been trying to get rid of him for ages, but hey.
We have a website, www.dmtfpodcast.com. And we're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at dmtfpodcast. We hope you give us a chance. And yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? This is Patrick. Welcome to DMTF number 56. Don't mention the football. And considering yesterday's match, we might follow our own advice today. So I am Patrick. Hello. Welcome back after a long break. And with me today, as usual, we have Jan and Simon. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Jan is now. Let's enjoy
reading.
The moment. All right. And we have a newcomer with us today as well, a fellow Canadian, which is awesome. And by the way, I'm still stuck in Canada. Jan and Simon are in Berlin, lucky bastards. But I have another Canadian with me, Joel Baxter. How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. It's good to see you guys again. I guess the last time we were all together was the Oli itself.
Yes, absolutely. And the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
The former.
Yes, former. So let's not mention that again. So, we are coming back from a winter break, and we managed to quickly shit the bed twice in a row. So I don't know where to start, honestly. But so let's start
Most
a few
Arsenal.
Games back. Oh, God. I'm not going to... I'm going to shut up about Arsenal, but it is... awesome right now. So I'm just shutting up and enjoying the ride as long as I can. Okay. We have a few notes here. The first line says BSC SCF 2-2. So yeah, this is just a quick recap of the past few games. I remember nothing from those games. yeah, exactly. A million years ago. And we had a World Cup in the meantime as well. God. So yeah.
Did any of us watch? No, not one of us, eh?
Okay, this is a confession time.
Oh.
From the last knockout games onwards, and some games were absolutely awesome. I must be honest. Like in Germany's group, for about 10 or 15 minutes, it looked like both Spain and Germany were going to be, you know, knocked out.
And then Asano scored.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Spain survived. There were a few classic games in there. Of course, that government is still, you know, garbage. And it's still a joke that the World Cup happened there. And hopefully next time there will be fewer human rights catastrophes and all that. But with the US, you never know. So let's move on.
Their beer, like the beer thing, like one night before. Everything started. Infantino's press conference the day before the tournament, that was the straw that broke my back, for me anyway. Was like, because I was a little bit on the fence. I don't know if you guys remember. We would chat in the Signal group, and I was like, so are you guys? I'd ask if you guys were boycotting and stuff, and I wasn't too sure myself, because you know I was excited about Canada first time in like 30 years or something. Anyway, but yeah, Infantino's press conference the night before when he's like, I am disabled. I am, or whatever the hell he said.
Unbelievable.
Like, I was just so blown away that how out of touch you, I was like, okay, I'm not watching this. Like and that was, it pushed me over the edge very easily on that one.
Was that Infantino person? I never heard the name.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't.
It's, yeah, exactly, same. Okay, so let's move on.
I think he might be just Sepp Blatter wearing a rubber mask, personally, but there you go.
He's worse.
He's possibly.
Yeah, he is. He is worse.
There's a French word to describe Infantino and his ilk. Wanker.
Okay, that's a start. Okay. Okay, moving on. BSC, STF, 2-2.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada. Yeah, Mordor, BSC.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was closer than I even remember.
But Mordor, BSC, which game was that?
Leipzig.
Oh, yeah, shit. Okay, yeah, of course. When you click your pen, we can hear Joel.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Joel bringing chaos to the party, but we're normally organized. We just are.
Yeah.
Messing up the system.
As if we need any more chaos here right now. Okay, so BSC as a Schalke, we won that one. That's true. 2-1.
That was awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember that one actually somehow. And then, okay, SVV, BSC, 1-0.
Blah, blah, blah. Bayern, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Bayern, 3-2.
Stuttgart, fuck it.
Yes. BSC, Köln. Oh, yeah, we won that one as well. Yeah, Jesus. Okay.
By the skin of our teeth.
Yes.
It was the game where the guy had the ball like 50 centimeters outside the goal and he managed to put it over the goal from like half a meter away.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
The empty goal.
It takes skill to do that, though.
Patrick's opinion. Let's mention those games very quickly. I don't know if they're relevant at all right now. Oh, sorry. What's that sound? Not really. Simon is taking the mic away from me.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Okay.
It's all lies.
So, if I'm not mistaken, Hertha was in 15th place with 14 points, 19 goals, 4 and 22 against. Is that correct? After 15 games was the cutoff, right?
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I honestly don't know. So, I mean, there was reason to be maybe not optimistic, but the mood was okay before the World Cup, right?
Breaks are always bad for Hertha. Breaks always mess everything up.
We weren't too depressed just before.
Like Lekkie, you know, Lekkie would go on a 48-hour travel to play a game against, I don't know, Samoa or something like that, and then come back and be injured.
With a broken leg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Okay, Qatar break.
Blah, blah. Florida.
Florida. Joel, did you consider going to Florida to see the club at some point?
I mean, not really, I guess. Not this year. I wanted to because of the previous time. But the team didn't announce any of the actual friendlies until pretty late. And, you know, to book a flight down to Florida and take the vacation time, I just didn't feel it was worth it for me at that point, unfortunately. I use all my vacation time to travel to Berlin, right? So it's valuable for me. But I kind of thought about it. I'd like to, because also I think for us, the value of going down to Florida isn't just the team and seeing them play a friendly or whatever. It would be also to meet our fellow Hertha North American fans. So, I mean, it's still something I'd like to try next year. I'm sure, I think they'll come back. I think they're planning on doing it kind of every year, or I'm not really.
That's the feeling I'm getting.
But yeah, if they come back and if they plan it out a little better and give us a little more warning, I would do that for a weekend or something, make a long weekend out of it. I just, like I said, I'm chintzy with my vacation. So.
I think that might be an unrealistic expectation for them to be more organized about it and let you know beforehand.
Well, actually, the first time they did that last year, it was a complete shit show. There was no notice. There was no one on site to, you know, talk about the team or potential new fans. There was absolutely nothing. No coordination between, you know, players, and can players meet the fans? And, well, I don't know. You know, nobody knew anything. Apparently this year was much better because Selecta was there.
I went to a bar, right? I saw Pika.
Yeah.
Last year, I think, yes. This year as well. Yes, yes, that's true.
I saw Pika with beer.
Yeah. Much better organized, but it was still too short notice. As you said, Joel, we didn't have any time to, you know, plan anything. And there is some improvement. Hopefully they learn from this. And there was better communication as well overall. Hopefully next year we'll, you know, build from that. And I guess they did too much partying in Florida because, first, we need to talk about transfers. We are breezing through the list today. Holy shit. Usually we would still be at the intro stage.
There's going to serious complaining and moaning later on, I feel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to save 45 minutes for yesterday's match. Okay, so the transfers out.
For the goals.
Okay, so we had a bunch of people leaving. And to be honest, and again, I don't want to connect to yesterday's match, but to be honest, I feel like at least one of them could have helped.
Who? Who?
Any.
No, who?
did you see Jun the Lee? Game?
Dongjun Lee?
Maybe not, but like, I don't know, maybe Derrida would have stabilized it
no.
a bit. Or
he's over 30. He's slower than the other people who are slow.
Okay.
Davy Zeka played in the Köln game. They won 7-1 and he didn't score a goal. Bjorkan hasn't played since I don't know when.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, maybe Zeyfug.
Zeyfug, yeah.
Yeah. So do you, Jan or Simon, do you feel like letting any of them go was a bad move? Like, which one would you have liked to keep among those?
Zeyfug.
Yeah, maybe. Derrida's been a very good sort of servant, but he is.
But he wanted to go because he wasn't getting playing time, which is understandable. Which is
understandable, but that would be the only one that I would say. I mean, Davey's very tall. that's something in his favour.
Hertha Base did a podcast with Bernstein, and I haven't listened to it yet. It's like 2 hours, and they met at his office, and he must have said something about, he was said, like, okay, does the dressing room, is it a difference with Davy Zeka going? Said no.
Didn't even notice.
It could be worse. He could have said Davy who?
Yeah. Well, you know, you cannot teach height. You know, so there is that.
Yeah. I mean, you've either got it or you haven't. So
Gesta comes back. So Santi wants to go. So let him go. And Zeyfug, I would take like an offensive midfielder. Because he's really shitty at defending.
Okay, so quick summary of people leaving. Okay, Dong Yun Lee to Yeonbuk Hyundai. And okay, so that's one. Gesta loaned out to Braunschweig. Darida to Thessaloniki. All of those for free except Dong Yun Lee.
700,000 euros.
Don't spend it all at once.
Yes. Zelke to Köln for free. Bjørkan to Bodø Glimt for free. Zeyfug loaned out to Verona. And Ascacíbar to Estudiantes.
But he was recalled from his old loan and put on a new loan.
Where?
He was on loan at Cremonese or somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
And then recalled him, and then he went to back to where he came from.
Wow. I mean, he seemed okay to me. Or am I crazy? He wasn't that bad.
He wanted to leave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For lack of playing time?
No, for lack of perspective.
Well, I mean, can you blame him? Considering the past two games? I would want to leave too.
No.
You're all whinies. Why are you all whinies? Yeah,
there is still the city. Playing is the shitty part. but you still live in Berlin, you know, so there's that.
Mm. Maybe you should go back to the list with all the incoming players. Take some time to go through.
Yeah. Well, I got two on the list. So, so Niederlechner from Augsburg.
They already spent the money they got from Dongjun Lee.
Well, yeah, exactly. So they are plus, still plus 200K.
200,000 euros. I mean, wow.
But he might be back for the derby. And he has like 7 scorer points against Union.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Like okay. 3 goals, 4 assists or something like that. They really hate him.
I wonder what was going through his head yesterday when he was sitting in the stands.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you see the meme?
The camera kept going to him and just watching him the game. I was like,
it was probably something like, shit, what have I done?
No, there was a meme. Yeah. There was a meme of him looking at his phone and the score was 0-5. Yeah. And then it showed the Google search, nullifying your contract, legal limits for employment contracts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Googling contract lawyers, you know.
But there is still something, where did I? Niederlechner. I tried some anagrams because I didn't want to, think about the future games. I have two. I have Cheer, Red Linen. So, maybe he is a secret agent, a Union fan or something. Yes. And I also have Recline, Nerd A. Eh? Maybe he's a Canadian.
Yeah, there we go. Recline, Nerd A. Eh?
Yes, exactly.
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, eh?
Recline, a nerd.
Yeah. Would you rather talk about the matches? I wouldn't. No. So let's stick with the anagrams because I have another one. Because we also got Fabian Reese. That's the American, right?
Reese. No. Fabian Reese is not American.
Okay. Sorry. So I got another anagram for you. You know, when you're writing an email or something and the subject line often have R-E.
Re.
Yeah, so I have Ray, Asian beef. Fabian Reese.
Fabian Reese was born in Kiel.
Born in Kiel, okay. Did he go through their academy and all that stuff?
No, he went to the Gelsenkirchen Academy. He was a German A juniors champion in 14-15.
Okay.
14-15, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, when he was 19.
Just being stupid, sorry, I can't help it.
And the next point is really, really impressive. Look at the next thing I wrote.
Well, I mean, the next bullet point is empty, so that's... Okay, so 8 players returning from loan at the end of the season. Any good ones?
Alderete.
Okay.
Piontek.
Oh, my God.
Bass.
Schwolo.
Oh, God.
Daishon Redan. Wollschläger, Gechter, Seevölk, Askasiba.
Oh,
okay. So,
and we're gonna lose Marvin Plattenhardt.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Good.
Going back to the Florida thing, that idiot forgot to tell the club or something. He wasn't vaccinated, so he couldn't make the trip. I don't know where to start with this.
Schwarz said they knew.
Okay. Okay, so I guess we were the last to know.
And Plattenhardt got all pissy, like, it's my decision. I don't see a problem with me not being there in training camp.
I was actually more
surprised to learn that the Americans still required him to be vaccinated. When I heard that he couldn't go to Florida, I was like, really? The Americans are enforcing that still? I didn't realize. Because I don't think we are in Canada, right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't think we do anymore. And I think, do you remember the date you came back from Berlin, Joel?
Yeah, October 3rd. And so we dropped mask mandates and the vaccination requirements on September 30th. Yes. It was the last day of September, right? Because I remember I missed it all just by those few days staying to watch that match.
How many shots you guys got?
I'm at 4.
We had 5.
Got my 5th just before leaving for Berlin, early-ish September. Like this, so that's been 5 months now. So I'm guessing, like, I think for Canada, the recommendation is getting a booster every 5 months, I think. in Quebec, at least. Do you know for Ontario, Joel?
I'm not sure what the timeline is exactly. I thought it was even could have been less. I'm not sure. I just know I missed out on my fourth was like a month before they released like the bivalent one. So like I kind of missed out on that one. I think I can go now for a fifth. Like I'd be eligible, but yeah, I'm not. I don't know what Dougie Ford does over here. Dougie Ford is our premier. He's the premier of Ontario, just for everyone else. Conservative premier of Ontario.
Of course.
I got the latest version the day after it was made available, and I was leaving 48 hours afterwards. So I got, you know, I squeezed it in just at the right time.
But nobody asked.
Yes, I know. That's exactly what I was going to say in case anyone gives a shit, which nobody does. That's okay.
No, no. I mean, nobody asked you at the airport, right?
Oh.
Did you travel?
No. No one asked. Hey, the pandemic is over.
Last summer, Graham, he took a test at the airport. And then they said they can't read the test because it's in a foreign language. And it just said negative.
Oh, no.
And then he missed his plane, had to rebook his flight and take another test.
Oh my god.
I hear good things about BAR.
Yes. I wanted to ask, out of those 8 players, all of them have contract clauses for the Zweite Bundesliga?
I don't know. No.
Probably my heart's not ready for that conversation.
With the quality of players that Hertha tend to go for, then probably not.
No. I mean, some of them came in when Hertha was, about to attack the Champions League. You know, when they spent the bajillion euros in this one winter break, and the only money they got back was Cunha. Oh, we get more money for Cunha. Cunha was sold off to Birmingham.
That's true. Yes,
5 million.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's probably the highlight of the season. Okay, so let's focus, quote-unquote, on the latest 2 matches. Bochum.
I couldn't watch Bochum.
Hertha 1.
I was on vacation. Haha, not me.
Well, you dodged the bullet.
Yeah, I missed that one too. I actually went out skiing.
Outrageous.
Bullet dodged?
No commitment. It's awful.
Well, I'm going to a bachelor party out west. Like in British Columbia, Canada, I'm going skiing on a mountain, Big White, it's called, in Kelowna, for a bachelor party. And long story short, I haven't skied in over 20 years since I was a teenager, when I used to ski regularly. And so this being my first, like, I didn't want to go out on the mountain in Kelowna as my first time skiing in 20 years. So we do have a couple local hills near Ottawa. So I had to get out there just at least once to shake the rust off and remember what it felt like. So at least I don't kill myself on the mountain in British Columbia. So that's why I missed the match anyway.
Smart move. How did it go?
He's here.
It went well. It's just like riding a bike. I only fell once. One major tumble. My back edge caught an edge there and took a big skis popped off and everything. And but other than that, I made it. It was good. I think I'm ready.
So, you know, you see in those cartoons, those big, you know, snowballs rolling down the hill with, you know, pair of skis sticking out. That was you?
Pretty much, yeah. It was a big pop of snow. And
yeah. All right. Simon, did you watch that game?
I didn't know. We've been there sort of a bit busy with sort of, domestic things at home in the last sort of, 10 days or so. So now I sort of missed out on that one. I mean, I'll sort of monitor it as best I could via my phone, but I sort of gather that it didn't go well. Yeah, but there was a goal that then it wasn't a goal, and then it went downhill from there. So Toussaint got it in the net, but was it offside? I think
no. The ball was out of bounds.
Is it out of bounds?
And then the question was if that was a deliberate play by the defender, which I say it is. And they said no. So it's no. They can go back all the way till to the beginning of the
match
of the scene. And if there was a deliberate play by defender, deliberately playing the ball without pressure. Which, when do you ever play a ball without pressure unless you're guarded by Hertha players?
Good point.
It's just, oh, somebody complained about the bureaucratization of football, which is what VAR does. You know, you have to, was it?
That's why VAR takes so long, is, you know, talking about the bureaucracy and things involved with football. With VAR, they have to look at it and then they have to fill in a load of forms, you know, before they're allowed to report back. That's my theory, anyway.
It makes sense, actually, because
it explains a lot.
What a shit show.
Yeah, it does. It does. To be honest, I think I watched that match, but I don't remember anything from it at all, honestly. So
it was a nice goal by Toussaint, but it wasn't.
Well, that sucks. Okay, so that's my expert analysis.
And then I think two standards that somehow they don't want to defend or can't defend. I don't know. Like yesterday.
Yes.
And then this horrible goal where the guy, he shot at goal and then somehow it touched Mittelstädt and it fell like the worst Kaktor aller Zeiten. And then just right over the gloves of Christensen.
I think possibly, not really defending is part of the training regime. It was probably something they've been practicing for a long time. I think they've really cracked it now.
Oh, yeah, they nailed it. Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, now we honestly have to wonder, and we haven't even begun to talk about yesterday's match, but what did they do in Florida? Like, you know, wouldn't you want to, you know, tighten up your defense or something? Like, it's like they never played together before. It looked like that, you know?
They went for the money because you... Yeah. You get a stipend from the DFL or from DFB if you go abroad. That's why they went okay. there.
And to be fair, they're still looking like they've never played together. So
yes, I hope the money was
that
worth
was
it.
Was probably past the training regime as well.
Yeah, I think I blame Selecta. He must have done something, added some bad juju or something to the mix. He took a picture with almost every player and Sandro. So I don't know. I think
he jinxed it.
Yeah, something.
He completely jinxed it. Yes,
the Falcons jinxed.
That's the best explanation. So, which brings us to yesterday's match: Wolfsburg 5, Hertha 0. Where to start?
I was going to ask just to maybe start off on a slightly positive note. How is it at least being back at the Oli?
Yeah.
The blue lights and the must have been.
Yeah, it's always good. It was a bit cool, not by Canadian standards, obviously, but
obviously.
no, but yeah, it wasn't that bad. I mean, Veronica, my wife, was wearing everything, but
Simon was in trunks.
Was not. I was wearing long trousers, I'll have you know.
And Simon wore a jacket.
And a jacket. Yeah. So but it was nice being back. And it was all pretty positive beforehand. Mm. And up until about the first 3 minutes of the game.
Yes. It was fun.
Don't know if it was visible, but after the break, when Nankam came on, he really put some pressure on the defenders, and then the whole stadium came back into the game. But
I mean that's for sure one positive that I think most people noted is the second half they came out a little stronger at least, because I think it was what, 3-0.
Yep.
So I mean I felt like at least within the first 5-10 minutes of the second half, it felt like if they scored one now, maybe they could build back. But obviously,
the naivety of youth.
it did feel like that in the ground. I thought anyway, in that they came out, it was almost like a different team. They okay, they didn't achieve anything, but the whole feel of it all was sort of, it was more aggressive. I mean, in the first half, they hardly got anywhere near the opposition goal. But in that second half, they were actually sort of going for it, and things were working a little bit. It didn't actually result in anything, but it was a, you know, a different feel completely. And in terms of the support,
isn't that sort of the story of the season? I feel, in a sense, where like if things are feeling better, but the results aren't coming. Like, I thought that's how the first half of the season felt for me a bit. Like, things look good, they feel
good.
But
they used to play better. Now they just played like shit.
Yeah.
You know, they always used to be in contention, and then they either got an equalizer or a late goal that lost them the game. If the games only went to the 75th minute, then Hertha would be on, I think, 8th or 10th in the league.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, so that's comforting. And okay, and one player who had absolutely an awesome game was Kanga, because I think he completed 4 passes in the entire match, right?
But if you don't get passes, what do you do? You know?
I don't know. You try to be involved in other ways, like putting pressure on the opponent, at least when they have the ball, or like he turned into the invisible man for the entire match. Or am I crazy?
Are you?
No, yeah. I think there's certainly from that first half, I think there were a lot of players like that, to be fair to the guy. It was just, yeah, for me, horrific, yeah, to watch. You know, even when they tried to do anything in midfield, you put a pass in it and it didn't go anywhere or missed, or they passed almost directly to some, you know, one of the Wolfsburg players. Bit of a nightmare. What are you cackling
in
about?
In the first half, Hertha had an XG of 0.09.
Jesus.
In the second, 0.27, which makes it 0.36 for the entire game.
What about Wolfsburg?
3.28.
All right. Okay, so yeah, next line in the note says, press conference. Slap in the face, but Schwarz still has faith in the group.
I watched it today, so I don't know why.
Yeah, because you enjoy pain. That's why we are Hertha fans. So did he say anything? Okay, so first, would you say it's... Okay, yesterday's result, would you say it... Who is more at fault? Is it Schwarz or the players or equal?
Players.
All on the players?
Yeah.
Okay. Like tactically, there wasn't any, you know, glaring mistake or...
The thing is that they didn't execute.
But having said that, I mean, yesterday in that first half, it was obvious to anybody that wasn't blind that things were not going well, I think it's fair to say. And yet no change was made during that first half, which was baffling because clearly it wasn't working. And he must have known it wasn't working really quite soon. So surely, as a manager, you've got players that you can do something with, and he didn't for that whole half. And we're already 3-0 down before he did anything, which was a bit strange. Yeah, the players didn't play. Mian's quite right with that. I mean, it's, you know, ultimately it's there on the pitch. But, Schwarz didn't do anything at all. And when he did at half-time, then things changed.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like something, I don't, like, whether it's Schwarz or not, or whoever, a player in the locker room, something must have fired them up in that second, like, during halftime.
Oh, he did. He said it was an emotional halftime speech.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, if that's a difference Schwarz is making, it's at least, that was notable, like, in that sense. I'm obviously, it didn't actually translate into anything, per se, but... I mean, at least he's firing them up in some way.
Yeah. And now that I'm watching the timeline of the game, I remember, okay, Arnold scored on the penalty kick in the 31st minute.
Oh, yeah, that handball. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, did Luque Bacchio have brain damage in Florida? What the fuck was that? Like, you know, of course, covering your face, I get that. It's natural. But like, you're not going for a jump ball. This is not the NBA. What the fuck are you doing? Like, you know, he had like his elbow like 20 centimeters above his head. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I was screaming at my screen while I said that. I was like, you fucking idiot. What the... Oh, God. Yeah, so that killed it. Because until that point, it was still 1-0 Wolfsburg. And yes, nothing was working for Hertha, but, you know, they were still in it, technically. And then the wheels fell off after that kick. And then, yeah, they scored again, like 3 minutes afterwards. And then it was, you know, ball game.
Hey, the game was over after 3 minutes. Seriously.
Yes.
That was the worst part. You knew it. Was like, oh, shit. 87 more minutes. Yeah. And seriously, I really was about to leave, but then I couldn't because I had to take care of the
banners.
Of the banners.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Certainly at half time, Jan was already saying that.
Yeah, Zabina abandoned us.
I'd go now.
Zabina abandoned us.
Did she?
Yeah.
Didn't realize.
She left after halftime. She stayed for the halftime and then she left.
Unfortunate. So, yeah. Well, I mean, okay. So, yeah, of course, I fully expected a loss, to be honest. But at 1-0, I was still, you know, maybe they could get, you know, lucky bounce and maybe.
But then Wolfsburg are on a 22-1 run goals wise in the last six games or something like that.
Wow.
Last two games, 18 goals or something? No, 11 goals in the last two games.
Wow. Okay. I mean, they were on a six game winning run, I think, before yesterday.
Yeah, the thing is, Kovac kicked out Max Kruse because he was too lazy.
Yes, that's true.
And then he had them all get, you know, he was really strict with conditioning. Then they were down with us for some time and now they're clicking.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. And did you... Well, I mean, yeah, of course, you were at the match, so you couldn't listen to the commentary. But Joel, did you see in the WhatsApp group, apparently the commentator was a bit, he had brain damage too, because he mentioned twice that Kovac was the former Hertha coach.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I guess he confused it. I didn't actually hear that part. I saw those messages. I didn't hear it myself because I think it's the same feed, though. Must be, right? Same international English feed.
I don't know. I had it on mute.
Okay, I think my guy was Scottish, right? But not the good Scottish one, Ray, or you know. but yeah, no, that was weird. I mean, I feel like the commentators always just shit all over us every time.
Yeah, maybe they're right most of the time, but I don't need to hear it. You know, I have eyes. I can see that they're playing like shit, you know. No need to remind me every 90 seconds.
You know? Really don't have to tell us. We do know, honest. Yeah.
We've known for years.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So
he played for Hertha. So that was the mix-up. And then his brother is also there. So, you know.
Yeah.
Niko Kovac is the guy that every dad of my Croatian friends at any social event, like, I don't know, baptisms or shit, they always tell me, you know, my son, he used to be better than the Kovac brothers. They're the gold standard for all Croatian dads living in Berlin. Really, okay. True.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. I had no
idea.
Listen
to this podcast for random facts about Berlin. There we go.
Yes.
The Croatian diaspora.
I don't know how big it is, but yeah.
Oh, they're huge. After 91, they all came flocking here. And they all went to my school.
All of them. Let's go to Jan's school.
I mean, no, they're all Catholic, so they all go to Catholic school.
Yeah, Jan's reputation spreads far and wide.
Yeah.
And on Wednesdays, they had to go to Croatian school after German school. I just had a social event at our house, a birthday, and two Croatians met up. It was really interesting. They talked about their youth and whatnot and how their parents are annoying and how they
were better than the Kovac brothers when they were young. Fuck that guy. I was better than him.
Hey, but this one friend of mine, seriously, in the 90s or in the 80s, in the mid-80s, there was a PX. Somewhere in Zehlendorf, you know?
What's a PX?
A shop for enlisted people.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
So he would somehow sneak in there and buy shoes there and sell them at a huge profit in Berlin. he said he made so much money, like selling Jordans and shit. Got them there for $100 and they sold them for 300 Deutschmarks afterwards. Took him like an hour to talk about the whole thing.
Nice.
I just know that somebody got us these metal boule balls. Boule is already ball, so ball. Mm-hmm. You know, like these old the old guys play with the boule outside.
Oh, bocce ball.
Yeah, or pétanque.
Yes, boule. I think so. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the one with the brooms that you guys play.
Curling.
Yeah. Same
but
thing.
But those aren't balls.
But you have to get close to something. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bocce ball. The little white ball.
Yeah, the jack. You have a little white ball that you sort of, you know, throw off down the pitch, so to speak, and then you've got the metal balls about the size of your hand, which you have to then roll down to get as close to possible to that.
I think bocce is the beach version.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like pétanque, like they play in southern France, you know? Like
that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And somebody somehow got us these original French balls.
Okay.
And that was eight. Not a good idea.
I think, certainly in England, anyway, boccia is a thing very much like it, but it's with sort of like soft balls that are sort of slightly squishy, and you throw them and they have to sort of try to land close to it, so it's a very similar idea, but just disabled people sometimes play that as a competition.
Disabled people.
Well, some of the people that I work with do. Okay. So.
Oh, so like Infantino?
Yes. I don't know what brought this tangent, but yeah, okay, no problem.
I think Joel has some beef with somebody. I don't know. Get a feeling. Not the biggest fan.
I think it's probably sort of pitched at too high a level for Infantino, but there you go.
All right, so next item, injuries. Enzona?
Yeah.
Do you know how serious it is?
It just says knee injury, a return unknown. But seriously, I would bet five euros he's never going to play again, match for Hertha. Oh, did he play? Did he play last season? I think, you know, he came to Hertha with his ACL or something like that, or the torn ACL, and then...
suitcase or what?
No. And then he was back in training, had just entered the team or team practice, and everybody was happy, and then he re-injured his other leg or something like that. Reminds me of...
Injured in Florida? Someone was injured in Florida, right?
Ejuke.
Oh, okay.
Ejuke was injured in Florida.
2 to 3 months, it says. Do you know what the injury was?
It says Bänderverletzung. Some cartilage, I don't know.
Ligament?
Ligament, yeah, sorry. Ligament.
Yes. Okay, so that sucks. Jovetic, 2 to 3 weeks.
The usual.
Muscle injury for Jovetic?
Yeah, muscle, yeah.
He had that
all the time.
2 times before, yes.
Two matches injury.
That's consistency. Okay, so yeah, Derby with the 3 scared emojis. My prediction, I know you guys didn't ask and no one cares, but my prediction for the Derby is they will, either one of two things. They will either keep it really close until like a known goal in the 89th minute or a shitty penalty kick, or they're going to, you know, shoot themselves in the dick like they always do. Either that or it's going to be a blowout and they will lose like 4-5, 6-0.
So they will lose or they will lose? That's what you're saying.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just a matter of how they lose.
Yes, exactly. The way they will lose.
So you're fairly sure they're going to lose then? Yes. Your prediction.
Yes. That would be my prediction. Yes.
Pika might play because Kenny got a, what's it called?
Concussion?
Concussion.
Concussion. And so Pika, I mean, and Pika has scored against Union in the past.
Star player, absolutely.
Hey, next time we have to talk about the Christmas market. Yeah?
Actually,
next time
we talk about I wanted to ask next you time. About that, actually.
Next time. Okay. No, next time.
Why not now? Because, okay. Like, the next episode will probably be, like, in May. So it's going to be out of season.
Can we finish with the positives before we move on to that?
Sure.
I mean, there's only...
It won't take long.
Yes.
I looked up that, okay... You need 33 to 35 points to avoid the relegation playoff. I checked.
Right now we are at
14.
14, I think.
Yeah. Oh, 14 after 17 matches.
We're so fucked. I mean, like I said before we started recording, we are proper fucked. I'm sorry to say, but yes.
These Canadians can't win a war with them. Okay, positive things. Anybody? Without looking at mine? Anything? Oh,
too late. Well, I mean, the season will end at some point. Is that a positive?
also, yeah, the weather's going to improve from now on. So it won't be so cold in the stadium.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Good point. Good point.
And you can only get relegated once per season.
Oh, yes, we are making progress.
So everything is rosy. There you go.
Yeah.
But you only need 19 points from 17 games. It's manageable. You beat Schalke again. You beat Augsburg.
That was a positive thing. Schalke lost as well. So.
But Jan, can you give me your dealer's number? Because no. What you're taking, no. Jesus, I need some of that. Holy shit, man. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not legal in Germany yet.
Oh, is it in Canada?
Is that a blue flashing light out the window, I can see?
Why are you jumping out the window?
Come back, Jan!
But, you know, like cannabis is legal here. So we do need stronger stuff after yesterday. But, you know, it's...
I feel like on paper... It's on paper, it looks like we could maybe stay up, but it's just when we start playing.
Hey, but seriously. Yes,
everything looks great until we start playing. That should be the title of the episode.
No, we already had the title. We had that we did all right until we conceded two goals.
Yes. We already had that title. Yeah, I remember that. But yes.
Close your eyes. Think back a year. Your coach is Typhoon Korkut. We're in a much better position right now, aren't we?
Yeah. We just, I remember last year, I remember we'd just beaten Dortmund to close out the first half. And that was a pretty big win.
But like, we mentioned that before we started recording. Last season at the same point, we had 7 more points.
Who cares?
Not to be a downer, but something to consider.
They played more football in the first half of the first home game than they played in the entire last season. And that's the hill I'm dying on.
Okay.
And Patrick, you're just looking at boring things like numbers.
And facts.
That doesn't tell the whole story. In that, you know, we might have had 7 more points last year, but just look at our potential. Oh, right, okay.
Yes. And yeah, I'm guessing we will do really well in the second division.
Yes.
Gonna be plenty of room for every suckers who is paying for those matches. We can add
that to the list of positives that we've already drawn up. And that'll go in the show notes. Yeah, we'll do well in the second division.
We do show notes now?
Okay, so yeah, actually a good point there, Jessic and Derry, but why does 2 youth players showing up with normal intensity make them stand out?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you answered your own question because everybody else was, you know, flatlining.
I tried to do a positive, but then it turned out to be not a positive.
Yes, yeah, that means only 2 out of 11 or 13 or however many played.
All the defenders were always too slow, too far away.
Outrageously so.
K- Sandro Schwarz says it's 17 games to go. We can either become depressed or we can press on. My pun, my pun. Any...
How did the Oscars handle it yesterday?
To be fair,
they were quiet.
No, well, they were really trying to. That's two viewpoints from about 3 feet away, but they were really trying to, sort of trying to lift the team. And when they scored the goal, obviously it goes quiet for a little bit, and then it got whipped up. I mean, they definitely played their part, I thought. I mean, there was a lot of singing and things. And
they performed. Somebody else didn't.
Oh. They were happy at half-time. At half-time, it was...
Pretty loud.
Deafening whistles. It were definitely not. But whenever there was anything to cheer about, they were doing the thing.
What about at full-time?
At the beginning of the second half, when I think... Jesic almost won the ball from the defender. They were all back in the game and loud. But in the end, of course, it gets... After some time, it just gets... You know, when it's... Especially if you're down 87 minutes, it's, at some point, it's just going to peter out. But when the team came to the Oskova, they didn't yell at them. They just were just quiet.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Somebody wrote that after the Bochum game, Konga must have very clean shoes because he was hanging in the air so much. It's a German saying, if you have no connection, you're hanging in the air.
Okay.
So he said that Konga had nobody... But it's interesting, you only had, with the first game, you only had, you were only missing Ejuka and Dodi. And all of a sudden, Hertha used to have the most dribbles in the league. And now that's gone. And yesterday, I think Dortmund, they played, Dodi pretty clever. They had one guy and another guy. They were like zone guarding him. So he didn't have time. He didn't have space. Whenever he tried to dribble around somebody, they would just come closer and he had no place to go. Fuck.
Oh, that's a good point. But yes, like conclusion. Fuck.
My last point is Lieder Nechner might help the struggling offense. Apart from that, it's pretty bleak.
Our offense has been so, like, obviously the discussion, especially yesterday, is around the defense or lack thereof. But I mean, I think our, like, just the same the whole time, we're not scoring goals either. We don't finish when we need to. And when we do have the very few opportunities, we don't close it up. And even when we win a game, it's, like, what was our last 3-goal game? We can only manage to score one or two.
Hoffenheim, the first game with what's his name? Magat. 3 standards, 3 goals.
Okay.
And Plattenhardt played the first game in 2 years or something like that. Yeah, but even under Dade, they hardly ever scored 3 goals.
It was more of a rhetorical question, but no problem. But yeah, the thing is, who will get the ball to Niederlechner?
Yeah, good question.
Certainly yesterday, whenever the ball did get up the front, which wasn't very often. It was, some of the passing, it just didn't go anywhere. It was, and without delivery, you can have any striker you like, but if the ball never gets to them, then you're still going to be screwed, aren't you? No matter how good they might be, unless there's somebody that can just run through everything. And we're certainly not going to have that. I mean, the defence was shocking yesterday, but getting anything up towards the front, half the time it seemed to be either sort of long passes that didn't go to the right place, or people tried to sort of pass sideways, and then it always seemed to get lost. So, yeah.
I mean, Hertha had 4 kilometres less than Wolfsburg.
Wow.
Oh, I think there's somebody coming. No, okay, sorry. I just heard the noise at the door.
The thought police.
The cops drove by. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The Mounties.
Someone got shot next door. No problem,
They thought that Jan lived on the next floor up, so they might be back in a minute.
It's not funny. I used to live next to a meth dealer in Atlanta. It was really shitty.
it is funny.
Yeah.
It still is funny.
Jan was saying earlier, because it was really low quality stuff.
I'll write a book about it.
All right. But okay, so I guess
maybe that's what Selecta was dishing out in Florida.
Yes.
That low quality meth. Right.
They're all bad tripping all over the place, you know, fighting dragons while trying to kick the ball straight. But Jan, you mentioned something before we started recording. Wasn't there like someone suing the DFB or DFL?
Oh yeah,
ref or something.
Manuel Grefe, the one of the best referees that we never had because he was from Berlin and the Berlin. So you always, the referee always has to be from somewhere else where the teams are from, you know? So he could never, he could never, referee, Berlin game, except for, exhibition matches. He was there for, I think, the Liverpool game, and he was there for the Marcelinho game. And there's no official cutoff for people who are too old to referee, and he wants to stay on after 47. And they said no, and now he sued them, and he won €48,500 from the DFB. Mm. That's the story.
How come there is no cutoff age in this situation?
There is none in the. There is no text, no rule, no law, no bylaw saying that referees have to stop at a certain age. In Europe, there is. You have to leave at 46 or 47, I think.
Yeah, I think it was 45, but yeah, around that. Okay.
Yeah, something, whatever.
But not in Germany. I didn't know that.
I mean, you'd think it'd just be a question of fitness, not age per se.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It should be.
Especially seeing how the new referees are all shit.
But honestly, is Grefe a good ref?
Grefe? Yeah.
Yeah? Grefe? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Except if you ask people in Karlsruhe, they might not say that.
Okay.
You remember when Karlsruhe was playing Hamburg in the relegation playoff and Hamburg was as good as out and it was like the 90th minute or something and then he gave the free kick for Hamburg and then Diaz said tomorrow my friend and took the ball and scored and Hamburg stayed in. That's why people in Karlsruhe don't really like him that much. But I met him once before Corona at a football salon was the thing where one guy from Elf Freunde invites a guest and then they talk about a certain topic somewhere at Deutsches Theater. And he was there and I asked him after the show and said, tell me about that one. He said, yeah, I would still call it that way. Everything was fine with that.
Well, I mean, at least he's got some, hindsight. He can admit.
No, he said he would call it again. He said it would do it the same.
But I don't remember the play. Was it the right call?
I don't know. Not a referee.
Okay. All right. So, okay. One of life's greatest mysteries, I guess.
Yeah. It's life.
Okay. All right. So do we have anything else or enough suffering for one day? Or
I had enough suffering last night, really, but...
yes.
Bizarrely, perhaps because we haven't been in the stadium for such a long time.
70 days.
Yeah, it's...
Wow.
That helped numb the pain, to be honest. If you had sort of turned up after having gone sort of, every other week for, a couple of months, and that happened, you would be a bit miffed. But just the fact that we were there like that, it did seem to numb the pain, as I said, which was something at least. Not much, but something.
Well, that's true. I mean, and if you're watching on TV, you can always, turn it off and, think about something else, but...
Or not watch it.
Or not watch it. Yeah, exactly. But, we soldiered on.
The best match days are the ones where I just put away my phone, play FIFA, and don't look at my phone or anything or TV, and just play FIFA, and then look at the end.
Okay, lose 5-0, but on the PlayStation, right?
Yeah, okay, I have some trouble with that. But I had so much money, so I bought Cunha from Bayern for 84 million. And then I bought...
Jesus!
And I bought Rashford for 45 million.
Oh, wow.
FIFA 23 is really good.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can buy Rashford for 45 Okay, but it's buggy though. Like Cunha for 84, that doesn't make any sense, or on any timeline, you know.
I didn't know he was at Bayern and they played against Bayern. Oh, that's Cunha. I have to get him back. But he's not really that great because, you know, it's the level I played is always very physical, and he's not really into that, and he's not really that fast.
Okay,
but if FIFA 23 is buggy, yeah, perhaps it was developed by Hertha. Possible.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, did you watch the footage from training camp?
Not really, to be honest.
They had a mic'd up episode with Boateng.
Okay.
Really funny. And he was talking all the time in four different languages, and he was speaking French and English and German and whatnot.
Well, I mean, good stuff, or was he just like, you know, berating everyone?
No, it was funny. Start off with he was talking to Dodi. Can you just shut up for one practice? Just shut up. No, I can't, and I'm not Dodi. Oh, and Dodi Lukavakio showed them around the training facility in German.
Oh, okay. Good. That's, yeah.
I would say next year, just go to Spain. Maybe that's easier. You know, like they used to go to Österreich in the summer and then to Spain in the winter. And then they once went to Turkey.
I was going to say, they've been to Turkey too.
Yeah, but then Turkey did this, and then everybody moved out of Turkey after at some point. But Spain, fine. Like, Union went to Spain. I don't think going abroad is really that good in that position. You know, with jet lag and everything, and the temperature. Like, what is it, like 20, 30 degrees Celsius in Florida, right? I would assume.
Probably.
Yeah.
You come back here, zero. We have to blame somebody.
Yes.
I thought we landed on Selecta.
Yes.
him and Bobic. Him, yes. And Bobic.
At this stage, we're just grasping at straws, thinking of a reason for all this, other than the fact we're just completely rubbish.
God hates us.
Yes.
Actually, it brought up a good point. At which point should this land on Bobic's shoulders?
Now.
Now? Okay. Well, I mean, well, he's had three windows, I think, to...
Yeah, but one thing, but he had like 36 player movements last summer. It was really crazy. But...
So, was it too much?
No, just lots of work, lots to do. I mean, they really fucked up that one winter.
I think I still hold faith in Bobic. Like, I mean, I like him. I'm also, because also in the Hertha Norheim group, there's a lot of talk about Schwarz. When do we get rid of Schwarz, right? I'm tired of getting rid of our managers. Like, I think we need to either sink or swim with him. Like, the fact that people are saying, let's get rid of Schwarz now, like, no, let's just hold, like, rest of this season. If he does it, he does it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You know, because it's sort of that joke how we're, what, 9 managers in 3 or 4 seasons or
something like that. Yeah.
You know, but anyway, I still, the fact that the DFB are interested in Bobic, you know, so, I mean, he's got talent, I think, you know, so, I mean, I trust them with our organization for now. I think for now, I'm okay with him for sure, for at least another year or two or whatever he ends up kind of being around for.
He's really hard to like. The stuff he says, he sounds like a Fox News newscaster. Like, he said something about, he talked to the guy from Tagesspiegel, and he said, yeah, you media guys always remind us how bad things are.
Okay.
Isn't that their job, though, to tell people things?
Yeah, critical. I wouldn't have minded him gone, because seriously, he's the one good thing he's done. He's gotten us Schwarz. That's it. I mean, getting...
But then I guess who else, too, at this point? Like, we lose Bobic, who I think is pretty still, like, quality. Like, I think he's got a vision and a plan, especially considering we moved on from Preetz. Like, Preetz to Bobic. Like, if we gave Preetz that much time and that much money, and then we're going to give up on Bobic now? Like, that, like, come on.
Preetz was good without money, but not with money.
You see these scissors? Yeah. You see these scissors? These scissors would have done a better job than Preetz.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. And that's my expert analysis. I was so glad to finally see him go. Jesus. Anyone but that guy.
he stayed way, 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 way too long.
Survived two relegations, which I will never understand.
I agree with Joel's assessment there. We have to sort of stick with it and sink or swim with what we have. My only sort of caveat to that is I'm off to go buy some scuba gear now. sound effects.
It was a good one. It was a good one. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I mentioned it. I think we are completely screwed. And maybe, well, okay, so let's wait until the last few games.
17 games.
But I was going to say, like, when it's confirmed that we are going down, I hope that then we start playing younger guys and maybe looking ahead to the following season.
This Hertha can still make 51 points if they win all their matches now. Glass half full.
Yeah.
Come on, eh?
Look, guys, you're not looking positive here. Yeah. Listeners, they're not looking positive, I can tell you.
Yeah. They're both smiling.
I like to have hope. I like to hold out, you know, but it was yesterday was tough, and maybe that's
it's grim.
Maybe that's the shadow over it. Even, you know, looking forward to this weekend is even looking forward to isn't the total. That's not the right verbiage either. Because and you know, the derby's usually just so exciting no matter what, but it's hard to feel super excited for it. But this one's at least it's at home, right? It's a I believe, and I'm sure it'll be a sellout, so that'll be exciting. But yeah, I don't know. It's good. You got to think now too. To now's the reset, right? Because now's the real half season, right? Like 17 down, and so 17 more.
So. And if they don't come out swinging, like, you know, Derby at home after two bad losses, if they, you know, still come out flat, then we should be really worried, because if that doesn't fire them up, it's a lost cause, I think, honestly.
It's not going to be pretty if they lose that game in the same fashion like yesterday. The COVID will... Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Heads will roll. And I'm not talking about the riots outside the stadium after the match. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to give this to me. Because that joke fell as flat as Hertha the last two matches. All right, so do we have anything else?
Kugelblitz is closing.
Refresh my memory, please.
Hertha Kneipe. The one that actually started the whole Hertha Kneipe thing, they're closing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Soon.
Where are they?
Wedding.
Oh, okay.
For the listeners, during the lockdowns and things of COVID, a lot of the sort of Hertha pubs were getting a bit of support. People sort of chipped in money to help keep them going. And that was, this particular one was one of the first ones that was supported. But it looks like they're going into receivership. So things have gone sort of badly for them.
12 years.
Yeah. Which is always a shame to see.
But if anybody's looking for a new career, they're looking, for somebody who's blue and white who wants to take over and start his own shop there. So, Joel, huh? Beer? Huh?
Yeah. Could be what gets me out
that
there.
That would be funny, right? You're going to call it A? I'm going to A.
Take off A. But is it official or?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they just don't know what day. Because it's up to the guy who does the receivership. He has to tell them, okay, let's shut down today. And as you know, that administrative things in Berlin can take some time, sometimes.
You don't that say.
I have to renew my passport in 25, so I think I'll start looking for an appointment now.
So is it open right now, or they shut it down? And
they're still open. They want to do a party?
Yes. But that's good to know, actually. I mean, I had no idea. It's good to mention it.
Yeah, I think the problem was that people didn't really come back.
Okay.
I mean, they made it through the first lockdown pretty well. The second was a bit worse. And then people just didn't come back. They used to watch all the Hertha games with a full house, and then only 2 or 3 people showed up for the Hertha games.
Oh, wow.
That sucks. All right. So, yep. Thank you for letting us finish on a downer. Well done.
It was a police light.
I'm just going to go jump off a bridge now.
We may have to go very quickly because there really is a blue flashing light outside now. Derek's just pointed it out. He's getting very twitchy. Okay.
Get my gun.
So, thank you guys. Whoever is left listening, thank you for...
Oh, Jan's gone.
Somebody asked the question on Twitter, just off topic, but how do we solve the gun problem in the States? And somebody was like, we can't. We are the only country in the world that has the problem. So we can't solve the problem. It's like, why don't you just adopt new gun laws?
Well, yeah, wasn't there? I think it was the Onion on Twitter. Every time there is a shootout like this, it says, there is no way we can solve this, says only nation in the world when that happens.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. So, yeah, there is just no way we can end this on a positive note, right? Like, there is this sniper closing, then shootouts.
Oh,
what else?
How much are eggs in your country now?
I don't know.
I haven't been paying attention. I see on the internet that eggs are apparently worth gold, yeah. But I don't understand it. So I don't think we also have like the whole supply management thing going in up in Canada, right? When it comes to like dairy and eggs. So I don't know if that's helping us for once.
Yes. But there are still some shortages, definitely.
This is pretty random, even for this podcast, to try to finish on the subject of eggs. But certainly in Europe, yes. Anyway, there's avian flu, which has, you know, caused an awful lot of the chicken farms to have massive problems because there's birds dying all over the place. So, I mean, I don't know, but I would hazard a guess, certainly in terms of Europe, certainly in the case of the UK, that's one of the problems there. Because I know, you know, for quite a long time now, you've not been able to keep chickens outside because they can get infected by wild birds coming in. And once they get into a flock, you know, if they get to a flock that's being kept inside, then it's curtains really pretty much for the whole lot. So, I mean, I would hazard a guess over here. It may be because of that. But there, random fact again.
Yes.
You want to make an omelette, you got to break some eggs. Mm.
Can we talk about the war in Ukraine now? Just sink even deeper?
It's more cheerful than talking about Hertha at the moment. So,
fair point.
Wait, what about the Christmas markets? Is there or
oh yeah yeah that's
no, something, no. Or is there some kind of tragedy or
no.
Or
oh no, like, I'm not going to put little flour in this bowl of shit. Gonna die.
Okay, that's fair.
So, next time.
And Christmas markets, you got to remember Breitscheid Platz, oh, where that God. Truck went plowing into all those people.
Oh, no. Yeah.
There is no escaping this.
Can you turn this half of the mic off, maybe?
I'll shut up now.
Oh, yeah. So, Joel, do you want to come back to on the next episode? Have you had enough?
Hey, you still owe us the story of your trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True. All right. Well, yeah. So next one will be a positive episode, we'll say.
I think you're writing checks that reality can't cash.
Yeah. We'll be talking about our Derby win and what.
Yeah, that's good. Positive thinking. Excellent. Yeah.
On Kicker, they have these polls, the question of the day. And the question of the day today was, is Hertha going to win the Derby? And I went to two different devices and said yes and yes. And 18% think as me.
Jesus. All right.
Well, that's positive that 18% of people thought that was right. So
I think it was both me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You switched phones?
Yes, only 10 people had voted at that stage.
Oh, God. All right, so so that's it, I guess. So, guys, you can say goodbye until next time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I'll have a good one, guys. It's really great seeing and hearing you again. Hopefully,
you'll be back soon.
Likewise.
That's the positive for this episode, actually.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I'm looking at the odds for the next games.
No!
Oh, God.
And, no. And Cologne has better odds of beating Schalke away than Union has of beating Hertha. That's okay. Kind of positive. positive adjacent.
Yes, very hypothetical, but we'll take what we can get.
19 points.
All right, okay.
19 points. 19 points.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.